In our weekend food section this morning, freelance food writer Samantha Nelson, who, among other things, has written about the best places in Chicago for an affordable date. Good morning, Samantha. Let's talk about this piece that was in the Chicago Eater. A romantic evening out does not have to be expensive, you write. And I'm looking at your list. You got some good places here. Let's start with Arun's Thai Restaurant. I've heard about this place for a long time. And you like this for a inexpensive, don't want to say cheap, date night out, huh?
I do, yeah. I mean, you know, it's been around for more than 20 years. It really is showing off kind of the diversity of Thai cuisine beyond the typical dishes of pad thais and curry. So you will find really good versions of those there as well. And what I like about it is that you can go there for a tasting menu if you want to do $120 per person, and it is a fantastic experience. But you can still get some of that flavor and some of that experience with a much more affordable a la carte offering. And I just think that is a really good way to have a kind of experience out trying a top-notch chef without that level of price.
Good to know. The Irving Park restaurant, Arun's Thai. Let's talk about Lula Cafe. You have Lula on the list, and brunch is very popular there, but as you point out, you can also get in for dinner, and that's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree, because obviously brunch is so popular, they don't take reservations there, and there's often a line out the door. So if you want to make sure that you're not waiting outside for half an hour, then going to dinner is good. Lula Cafe was the only James Beard Award winner this year. It's been around for 25 years. It's a real Logan Square institution, and you know, very, very focused on farm to table, so some really lovely dishes you could get there for dinner.
I was surprised that you put Calumet Fisheries on your list. You don't normally think of that as a date night place, do you?
Yeah, I mean, it's super casual. Obviously, you know, what date night means to you is very dependent. You know, sometimes date night can just be like, oh, pizza in. And Calumet Fisheries, I mean, one of the things that I think makes it, you know, a fun kind of intimate experience is most times people just eat right in their cars. So you can go there, get some, you know, amazing smoked fish or fried shrimp, share it in your car, and then drive off to a movie or whatever else is next in your date night.
They did win a James Beard Award, didn't they?
Yes, the America's Classics, which is the award given to them for, you know, just being a true institution of the Chicago community.
You've got Avli on the Park on the list. That's here in our neighborhood. We're at 303 East Wacker. We could practically walk over there. What do you like about Avli?
I mean, I love the views. There is just really top-notch view of the park, as the name implies. And I also just like that, you know, because of its proximity to Maggie Daly Park, you can really kind of make a day of it. So, you know, you can go, if it's nice out, you can take a stroll, you can play some mini golf. If it's in the winter, you can go ice skating, and then you can head over to Avli on the Park, enjoy the views, have some Greek food. You know, again, they have some pricier main courses, so if you're looking to stay on a budget, I'd say just avoid those and make a meal out of spreads. They've got really good saganaki, grilled octopus, and really nice Greek wines that you can complement those dishes with.
Also, Abba is on your list here. And again, you're talking about places that are great for a date night, but not necessarily expensive, right?
Exactly, because, you know, obviously it's really nice to be able to wow a date with a fancy tasting menu, but if you want to make date night a weekly occurrence, especially right now when costs tend to be very high, it's okay to go out and just have a really nice meal that's not going to cause you to worry about your bank balance. So Abba is a really good option for that. It's part of a lot of entertain you. It's beautiful space. There's fire pits on the patio. There's trees in the dining room. And much like Avli on the Park, you can really kind of customize how much you want to eat, because there's a lot of Mediterranean fare that's meant for sharing. So you can get some short rib hummus and some kebabs. And they also have a really nice selection of zero-proof cocktails, because that's just one thing that I feel like a lot of date nights tend to include, you know, a bottle of wine or cocktails. But if people aren't drinking for whatever reason, you know, you deserve to have a really nice drink as well.
A place on your list that I have not heard about, Bloom Plant-Based Kitchen in Wicker Park. Why do you like them?
Well, you know, obviously, I think that sometimes it can be a little bit hard to find a good date destination for if you're vegan or vegetarian. You don't want to have to just be doing the side salad. And Bloom Family Plant-Based Kitchen is entirely vegan. It's, you know, Rodolfo Quadros is, you know, really real innovator on the space. He, you know, does a lot of just very, very exciting dishes. He shows those off on a tasting menu, which is, again, if you do want to do a tasting menu, there are some more affordable options. This is, it's going to be $70 for a 6-course tasting menu, which is, you know, it's not the cheapest, obviously, but for a really nice meal, you can do that, or you can just all order a la carte, you know, get some carrot hummus, get some sun-dried tomato sashimi, some jackfruit short rib. Again, these are kind of very inventive vegan dishes that will impress your date if you're not eating meat.
Sounds healthy. Bloom Plant-Based Kitchen. We're chatting with the freelance food writer Samantha Nelson in the Tribune. Samantha just wrote about Oktoberfest. Lots of activities starting next week. Festivals, plenty of German beer, food, and music. And you've got a great list of Oktoberfest events, Samantha. Let's talk about what's going on in various neighborhoods, starting with the Loop and the Near North Side. What are your picks?
Absolutely. So Laurel, which is the restaurant, the Talbot Hotel, it's got a really nice patio in the Gold Coast, and it's turning it into a beer garden throughout October. So it's going to be serving seasonal brews, which is including the Old Irving Brewery Oktoberfest and around the Benz October Fiesta. And then if you come for happy hour from 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, you can get beer samples and giveaways from local breweries. It's a fun way to try some things. Mm-hmm. And if you're in Lincoln Park, I recommend going to the Lincoln Park Zoo. They're actually doing two different Oktoberfest parties on. So on September 21st, there's going to be a party. Both of these are only adults. They're after the normal hours of the zoo. But you'll be able to catch a polka band, and then there's going to be bratwurst and pretzels for sale. And the tickets include 7 pours of different German-style beers from local breweries. And then if you don't drink, then Lincoln Park Zoo also has an Oktoberfest, and that's all on September 20th. And the tickets for those are going to give you samples of non-alcoholic beers, wine, and cocktails, so you can get in on the fun without drinking.
Like that. What are your picks on the north side and northwest side?
So also on the north side is the Beguile Brewing and Dovetail Brewery. So they every year do what they call Oktoberfestiversary, which is a celebration of their shared anniversary, and they do a street festival. So they're right next door to each other, and there's going to be food trucks, there's live music, and there's going to be more than 50 different beers that people can try. So lots and lots of opportunity to find your new favorite there. Mm-hmm. And then if you've got a dog, I recommend going to Burning Bush Brewery. They do a Barktoberfest party, and they donate 15% of the sales to the Horner Park Dog Park. And you'll also get to take home a custom glass from that.
That's and where is that? A lot of people with pets will be interested in that.
Yeah, so it's actually right near the in Horner Park.
Okay. You write for Time Out occasionally, and the Time Out Market is on your list for Oktoberfest, isn't it?
Yes, they're doing a big celebration. So they've got one of their vendors is Gutenberg, and their chef, George Kalm, is going to do a keg tapping on September 21st, starting at 11 a.m. And then he'll be out on the patio making brats and pretzels from 1 to 5. And then if you, you can go inside and get a half-liter stein of Sam Adams beer, and then you can do a very traditional Oktoberfest competition, which is a stein hoisting competition, where you hold it up and see how long you can go. And if you, you know, win, you can get some prizes from there, and there's also going to be music.
If the weather holds up, it's going to be fun on the south side at the Duck Inn, because they have that backyard garden, don't they?
Yes, and you know, they do pig roasts throughout the summer, and this is going to be their last one of the season. And special one is called Pigs in Lederhosen. So if you want to get some bear, some roast pig, and then they also add in some tropical cocktails for anyone who's not as big a beer fan but still wants a nice drink and a good fun outside.
Yeah, out in the suburbs, we should mention Brookfield Zoo. Give them equal time. You talked about Lincoln Park. What's Brookfield doing?
So they are doing a party on their East Mall on September 28th. And there's going to be live polka music. Lyman Kugel's going to be providing beer. They'll have bratwurst, sausage, and pretzels with beer cheese available for purchase. So you can go have a fun snack and a beer and then go see the animals.
One of these days, we are going to get fall weather. And you wrote about ramen shops in Time Out. And you put Akahoshi on your list. And they got a big some big recognition the other day, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, so they're just one of the, they only opened last year in November, and they've just really knocked the socks off of critics and the food community here. You know, it's been almost impossible already to get reservations, and I think that's just only going to get more difficult. So I always recommend, and they recommend too, they keep a lot of walk-in space open, kind of happy hour time from 5 to 7 on weekdays. So if you want to try Ramen Lord, Mike Setnober's ramen, that's really the best time to do it. Otherwise, you're going to have to book out weeks in advance.
Akahoshi in Logan Square. And what would be number two on your list? Akahoshi seems to be everybody's number one ramen these days. So what would you put right behind it?
So if Akahoshi is a brand newcomer, I'm going to go with a real classic, which is Hokkaido ramen at the Mitsuwa Marketplace in Arlington Heights. It's really, if you live in the suburbs, this is a phenomenal place to shop. It's generally an enormous market of Asian groceries, and then an incredible food court. And one of the real top places there is this ramen shop that's been there for a long time, and you'll always feel it can be hard to get a seat in the food court if you go there around lunch because it's so popular. But it's a Japanese based ramen chain that actually has a location here, and you can get miso, shoyu, shio broths. You can really just make up whatever you want, but just make sure to get some of their chashu pork because that is their signature.
Say the name of the place again, Samantha.
Hokkaido Ramen Santuka at Mitsuwa Marketplace.
Great suggestions. Appreciate it, Samantha Nelson. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.